News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
We're heading north of the border now to Belfast, where there were concerns yesterday that there would be further violence as there had been on the preceding nights. We're joined by our chief reporter, Barry White, in Belfast. Barry, what was the situation overnight?
Hi, Anton. Good morning. There were a number of protests across the north last night, but they remained largely peaceful. Around 150 people gathered in White Abbey. This is a village which is just a 10-minute drive outside Belfast, while another 100 or so protesters blocked the Newton Ards Road in East Belfast. Both demonstrations dispersed last night without any significant trouble, with a heavy police presence at each location. And in East Belfast, where I was, two police helicopters hovered low over the area. And this was, of course, one of the main flashpoints on Tuesday night, when a bus, several cars and homes were set on fire, forcing a number of migrant families from their properties. Thankfully, there was no repeat of those scenes overnight. That said, tensions do remain high, and there are concerns that there could be further unrest over the weekend.
And the police are mounting what they describe as a robust response.
Yeah, look, there was a robust response last night, a heavy police presence in and around Belfast. The PSNI increased its presence across Northern Ireland, bringing in 200 additional officers from police forces elsewhere in the UK. Officers had warned that their water cannons, public order units and police dogs would be deployed if necessary. The PSNI have also released images of several people they want to identify in connection with the riots and disorder. And that appears to have had a deterrent effect last night.
I was thinking yesterday about your report where you told us that there were tourists wandering around an empty Belfast wondering what was going on. Any normality returning?
Not really, Anton. Shops, bars and restaurants once again closed early yesterday evening. I was walking through the city centre between 4 and 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon, and many businesses were already pulling down their shutters. Public transport was also suspended again from 6 p.m. as a precaution, with buses and trains taken off the streets. And look, Thursday night would normally be a busy shopping night in Belfast. Bars and restaurants would normally be packed on a Thursday night in Belfast. But last night again, the city centre was deserted. So Belfast city centre has effectively been in lockdown for a third consecutive night. And that will inevitably have a significant economic impact. And businesses will be hoping things just return to normal this weekend.
Barry, thanks very much for the report. Before you go, any update on the victim, the stabbing of whom kicked all of this unrest off?
Yeah, the family of Stephen Ogilvy, who was seriously injured in Monday night's attack, say his condition has improved slightly. He remains in an induced coma, but his family are hoping doctors will be able to begin bringing him out of that within the next 24 to 48 hours. And they say further assessments on his eyesight and other injuries are expected in the days ahead.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.